girl, here's what they say.
Oh, yes, it's EC Radio.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's amore.
Song makes me hungry.
Me too, no doubt. EC Radio, we're back. We're live on the D, the uncensored channel of the Disruption Networks. Download the app right now, people. It's free to do it. Best way to listen to us. We got some Dean Martin going on in the background, and that only means one thing. Our favorite handicapper is on the phone with us right now, Mr. Mike the Vice, joining us via the internet.
Handicapper, does that mean because he breaks legs?
The Vice is in the house, and we got three extra boxes eating after last week, brother.
Brother, we were talking about it. You went 3-1 last week on your picks. That's amazing.
We would have went 4-0. We got, we almost had a nice Maryland Chambers backdoor cover. You know, the Browns made it close, 31-28. But, this week we got a blazing 4-Z, and I feel good about them. I felt okay last week. This week I look good, I sound good, and my picks are good.
You always look good. You are.
I tell you what, man, for a guy about, for the listeners, I'm about 240, but I'm a clean 240. I look great.
You look great.
The only issue last week, as you know, I do have a young Padawan that we both have, and young Eric Booth that we love him to death.
Yes, we do.
So we like to go over picks together, but he's a fucking mush. So, what I mean? And I love Booth. One day we're all going to be working for Booth. But his picks are dog shit.
Put him in the bathroom. Put him in the bathroom.
We had a nice parlay going. We were 2-0 on the parlay, and we had LSU to end the parlay. I said, we got to hedge our bet. Why lose any money? And I got a two-word answer from the young Padawan, fuck it. So we ended up blowing the poor parlay. So that's the last time I listened to young Eric Booth. But again, I love the guy.
I love him too, man. I absolutely love him to death. So you do not go over these picks with Booth now, do you?
No, he's done. There was a little pressure today coming on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
24 hours early.
Well, the reason.
When you're a guy like Mike DeVice, 24 hours is nothing. I'm going to still put your bookie in Vice, and I'm going to throw him in the pizza oven for good sake. Let's move on to my blazing four. Like I did last week. I got two college and two pro, and I'm telling you, I'm looking to go 4-0. I feel really good about these picks.
All right, man. Well, let's start off. What do you got for us?
Hang on.
Let's get his pencil and pen ready over here. You all set?
Yeah. I want you guys to break some banks, too.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And maybe we'll let the audience know there's going to be a Friday soon where Victor DeVice will be in show, get on the ones and twos for a couple hours.
You're Vic the Vice now? Vic the Vice. Hilarious. All right, so what do you got for us? What's your first one?
Okay, I'm going to start off, like I just mentioned, the Syracuse football Orangemen. There's no such things as moral victories, but they really should have left Baton Rouge with a W. They spotted them 14 points. Coaching, the guy says he didn't go for an onside kick, didn't go for two. So, everybody in Syracuse is flying high with this team. Not Mike DeVice. I think we go into an angry crowd of Wolfpack in Raleigh, North Carolina, a very underrated NC State team that should be undefeated. In week one, as you'll remember, Z, they were one of my best bets. They played South Carolina, outgained them by 350 yards, but gave up a 100-yard kickoff return and fumbled inside the five, so they ended up losing the game. But since then, they have pounded teams. I like the Pack this week to beat the Cuse 42-17.
Wow.
The line currently is minus 12. I don't think you could add another 7 on there, and it don't fucking matter. There's going to be a lot of crying in the Salt City because the Wolfpack will win 42-17.
Going against the home team, huh?
At the end of the day, you got to bet with your head, not your heart.
You can't bet on Cuse.
I won't bet on is Syracuse basketball unless I get an inside tip. But when it comes to football, forget about it.
Yeah, you can't
bet
on Cuse football.
The Wolfpack are going to blow them out. For my second college pick, I was down to two games. My first one that I didn't end up selecting, I do like Virginia Tech to scare the pants off Clemson. Virginia Tech's getting 7. Clemson's got a great defense. You know, the offense is coming around. Blacksburg can be wild on a Saturday night. So I think Clemson wins that game, but not by 7. But I didn't like it enough to be one of my blazing 4. So my next pick is going to happen Friday night. The biggest game in Pullman, Washington, maybe in history, when the USC Trojans play the Washington State Cougars. Now, USC is the first team in history to start off a season playing 5 ranked teams. You know, usually with the start of the season, you've got a couple cupcakes. You know, you might play RIP, some bullshit team. Not the Trojans. This will be their 5th game against a team, excuse me, that was played in a bowl last year. So I think it's finally going to catch up to them. They snuck away against Texas, but not so fast. As Mike Leach, former Texas Tech coach, leads Washington State to a 2-touchdown victory, even though they're getting 3.5, 48-35 over USC. So not only is that my big upset of the week, it's also a game that if you really wanted to play the money line or something, I like Washington State not only to cover, but to win the ball game.
What was the spread on that?
+3.5, and that's a Friday night game. It's going to be rocking in Pullman, Washington. There hasn't been a game this big there since Jimmy Carter was in office, maybe. It's going to be a big one, and Mike DeVice is all over a big game like that.
We like it. We like it. So you got a couple good picks there. Moving on, what else you got for us?
Okay. Now to go to pro, and if you remember, Mike DeVice told you last week it was the week of the dogs.
Yes.
That's why we took all dogs. And if anybody looked it up in the NFL, only one favorite covered across the 15-game schedule, with that being the Kansas City Chiefs. So Mike DeVice was right again. So my two picks, we start off in the Mile High City with the Denver Broncos. Oakland Raiders, you know, Garrett Knobs, Washington Redskins. Garrett gets 2 shout-outs in 2 weeks. But a hurting on the Oakland Raiders. So many people think, you know, maybe Oakland, you know, looking for a little revenge this week. Not so fast. Denver is very tough at home, playing in the Mile High City. They're favored by 2.5. If your bookie has it at 3, by the hook, take it down back into 2.5. Denver wins a close game late, maybe by a field goal, maybe by 4. But I like the Denver Broncos 28-24 over the Oakland Raiders.
Nice.
28-24.
Wow.
Now, my best bet of the week is going to happen, and I will refuse to call them the L.A. Chargers.
Is this the 5-star lock?
They're the San Diego Superchargers.
Is this the 5-star lock?
This is the 5-star. Hit your bookie right over the fucking head. Put his head in the vice. Pop the fucking eyes out. This is the game.
Let's hear it.
I got a little excited.
I love it.
Little kids looking at me. I got excited. Again, I refuse to call them the L.A. Chargers. They're the San Diego Superchargers. And they are playing the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Who knows where the fuck they play? Some 15,000-seat soccer stadium. It's somewhere in fucking California. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Phillip Rivers loves an underdog role. I like the Chargers. So you might get them at getting a point. They might be favored a point. I say by game time, it'll be a pit. We'll back off the Eagles. 31-28, and another Malax masher. Close game, but I like it. The San Diego Superchargers.
The Malax
moment. Now, you might be asking yourself, last couple of years, San Diego hasn't been able to finish a game. They've led a lot of games like they did in week 1. Jake Cutler, who the fuck? Jake Cutler right out of the Fox booth, driving down the field to lose a game they should have won. But I think the San Diego Superchargers put it together, win a close one, 31-28.
Nice.
Did you get that one down?
31-28,
and what's
yeah.
the spread on that one?
That one, you might get him at Chargers -1. I'm saying by game time it'll be a pick. Let's say Chargers -1 right now because it doesn't fucking matter. They're going to win by 3.
On the Broncos-Raiders, who was getting the points on that?
The Broncos are favored by 2.5. The
Broncos by 2.
Nice, Nash. I'm Mike DeVice.
So, Mike DeVries, let's go over our four blazing
let's,
things.
Yeah, let's recap this. Let's recap this, please.
Yes.
In the college football, we got NC State, 9-12, that beat the pulp out of the Syracuse Orange.
Wow.
We got Washington State on Friday night. They'll be rocking in Pullman, Washington, getting 3.5 against the USC Trojan. I like them so much you could put them on the money line and really pull your fucking bookie's pants down. Then we come to Sunday. The Denver Broncos, favored by 2.5 against the Oakland Raiders, and our five-star Maylock smasher of the week, the San Diego Superchargers, 31-28 over the Eagles, favored by 1. See, there you have it. Them are my blazing four, and again, I feel great about them. How do you feel about them?
You know, the Broncos-Raiders, that's a tough game, but I kind of agree with you on that one because they are playing in Denver. But that,
If that game's in Oakland, I might think different.
Right.
I think, you know, the game in Denver, it's worth a 3-point victory.
And they're both coming off a loss, so you know they're both going to be hungry for another win. So, yeah, that's a tough one right there. So, yeah, I agree with you on that one. The Chargers-Eagles, man, that's a tough one too, but I actually might end up going with the Eagles on that one.
Ooh, well, you want to put a couple pasties on it?
Maybe a tomato pie. I don't know.
I'll put up a tomato pie against your half a dozen Florentine pasties, pal.
Oh, challenge out there.
I don't know if I'm like that into it, but, you know.
We're betting guinea food now.
If you're talking Bears and Packers, you know, then I'd have to back up my Bears. You know, I'm not that confident.
Well, see, I'm getting a lot of dirty looks on this cul-de-sac. I hope they're going to call the cops on me. But that's Mike DeVries for this week. Hopefully next week we're back on Thursday.
Back on Thursday.
I love you guys.
Mike, the only reason why we had it on Wednesday today is because we're taking tomorrow off for Trip Fest. We got a big show happening at the Jewish Community Center. So
beautiful. So
we got to take the day off and do that. But yes, definitely next Thursday, plan on that so we can have your four picks of the week from Mike DeVries.
And remember, as I like to say, Mike DeVries puts your bookie's head right in the vise. Into the pizza oven he goes. I sign off. Z, I love you.
Love you too, buddy. Take care now.
Bye now.
There you go.
That's love that guy.
Mike DeVries. He's out there with his picks. He's sitting in a cul-de-sac on the phone right now.
He's like Jimmy the Greek, but way more vulgar. It's great. I love it.
He's Jimmy the Greek, but Italian.
Yeah.
Jimmy the Greek, I don't think was Italian.
Nah.